Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 280th podcast of Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Today's topic, what does it take to be a shithole? Let's get right to it, shall we? Donald Trump is writing off whole segments of the world as shitholes. A sitting U.S. president. Then he goes on to say, why can't we get more people from Norway? You see a pattern here? The countries he labels shithole are people of color. And Norway, obviously, are people who are very pale. Trump is digging his own shithole deeper day by day, disparaging remark by disparaging remark. You know, you start off with a certain amount of political capital as president. And it's safe to say that this president has pretty much exhausted virtually whatever remaining capital he had. His GOP cronies in Congress are suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. They've been reduced to a puddling pool mass of sycophants. Precisely what happens to prisoners that have evolved into being eternally grateful for the benevolence or the supposed benevolence of their captors. So to use the French phrase for shithole, the real trou de merde are the GOP members of Congress. In spite of knowing what everybody else is capable of knowing, that Trump is a vile, venal, incredibly destructive and dangerous person and personality, they choose to look the other way and aid and abet our national runaway political locomotive. There is a better example of a real trou de merde, a.k.a. shithole. The current crop of GOP congressional members precludes any such possibility. Bringing up the rear for runner-up champion, trou de merde, are Trump's base, or as I like to refer, his beast, his supporters. They are truly a beast in waiting. They are the ultimate trou de merde, a stinking pile of shista. We need to thoroughly clean out the Trump latrine, high in hot steam. The congressional off-year's elections in November the 2018 will do just that. By all accounts, the Democrats are poised to win both the lower house and the Senate. And if Trump is still occupying the Oval Office by then like Gulliver, he will be completely hamstrung from all sides by a Democratic majority. Most likely, by the time Mueller interviews Trump in the next few weeks, our fearless, feckless leader will have cast himself out into the darkness by virtue of his own misdeeds, as brought to light by the Mueller-Russia probe. That wraps it up for another Rough Riders Radio podcast. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay lit, keep it lit, stay well, and remember, we ride and you decide.